Welcome to your morning news of note, your quick summary of the day's top headlines. Today's briefing will focus on key happenings relevant to the 2 Marine Expeditionary Force. Let's dive in. In Norway, CLB-6 recently conducted test flights of the TRV-150 unmanned aircraft system to evaluate its performance in Arctic climates, gaining valuable insights into its capabilities. Moving on to UCOM highlights, Russian President Putin dismissed the idea of attacking a NATO member, but warned that Western bases hosting U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets, bound for Ukraine, could be targets. Meanwhile, there are growing concerns for American families with loved ones detained in Russia, urging more transparency from Ukrainian President Zelensky about the conflict, amidst escalating tensions and disinformation campaigns. In Africa, the U.S. is pushing for aid to reach starving people in Sudan, amidst accusations against the Wagner Group for civilian casualties in Mali and the release of suspected Boko Haram insurgents in Nigeria due to lack of evidence. On the home front, Bell is upgrading USMC H-1 helicopters for future capabilities, while the DoD unveils a new strategy to enhance cybersecurity across the defense industrial base. Internally, the 2 Marine Expeditionary Force honors the late Lieutenant Colonel Scott Fleury, recognized for his selfless service, with a memorial service and commendation for his meritorious achievements. Additionally, commemorations for AV-8B Harrier II pilots and precision-guided munitions training for HMLA-167 showcase ongoing training efforts, while Exercise Nordic Response 24 wraps up with Marines returning home after training alongside NATO allies and partners. That's a wrap for today's news highlights. For links to these stories and more, don't forget to check out the full morning news of note email. Stay informed and have a great day.